On a Saturday night in November, Haynes bookstore owner Amy Kane was enjoying a drink at the Three Northmen tasting room.
And we had gotten a seat by the window, and we were just sitting there chatting. And I heard what to me sounded like maybe somebody's dog, like jumping up on the windowsill, like the little click of the nails on the window. And I saw something out of the corner of my eye, and I didn't think much of it, but it was moving strangely, and I looked, and it was a bear.
Kane says it was a small black bear looking into the crowded Main Street bar. She says she jumped up and alerted the owners.
Sniffing the air, looking in through the window. I mean, there were plenty of people in there. It was lit up. It was surprising that he was being that forward. But he was a little guy, so we were all worried about him, maybe not being well fed, or he's not in his den either.
Kane thinks it's the same black bear that's been seen around town numerous times recently. Alaska Department of Fish and Game wildlife biologist Carl Koch says it's certainly bolder behavior than he's used to hearing about, but he says it's not totally unusual for this time of year.
Typically, by now, some but certainly not all have started to den up. What usually happens in the fall is they're in a period of hyperphagia where they're eating a lot, trying to pack on those last calories before they go in the den.
Koch says for bears in the wild, once they start to burn more calories foraging in the winter conditions than they're eating, they'll start to den up. But bears who have access to human sources of food may stay out.
In populated areas, you know, where they territory overlaps with humans, if they can get rewards, they often will stay out longer. And so some of this depends on the bear, individual bear, and age class of the bear and things like that to some extent. But it's not unusual to hear of bears being out now.
The Haynes Police Department has issued several alerts for bears seen walking down Main Street. One was seen there on First Friday. And it's not just bar patrons reporting bold bear behavior in Haynes. Nick Schlossstein was home with his wife Leah and their baby on Mount Riley Road. He says it was around 11 a.m. in the morning when a black bear strolled up to their house.
My wife looked out our dining room window, and the snow's piled up so high that there was actually above the window, kind of looking down into it. And she kind of was startled and called out, and I came over, and by the time I made it across the house, it was climbing up on top of the roof.
He said neighbors had put the alert out that the medium-sized black bear was around. He yelled to move it along and grab some bear spray just in case.
So I went outside and watched it for probably 20 minutes. I was yelling at it, trying to get it to leave, but it mostly just on the roof and actually pushed all the snow off of the upper part of our roof and just stared at me before coming down on its own.
Schlossstein says there didn't seem to be any garbage or other attractants around, but has since made sure to keep their vehicles and buildings locked and secure. Koch, the state wildlife biologist, says the bold bears could have learned that people's property means there could be food to be had.
If there's stuff they're getting, you know, it's possible they'd be hanging around, or it depends on, you know, possibly the specific bear as well, if they were getting a lot of food rewards before.
Koch says that this time of year, bears will be more sluggish and so not as likely to run off when challenged.
When you're hazing bears this time of year, they're just not wanting to burn as many calories. And sometimes people say they can start to become in sort of like a beginning stages of almost like a walking hibernation. And so there can be a little more lethargic.
Koch advised securing garbage or anything that smells like food and hazing bears away by banging pots and pans or other noisemakers, or use bear spray. If walking after sunset, keep dogs leashed and bring a flashlight to avoid startling them. According to police logs, the local police department received 50 bear calls since the beginning of November, but officers have only encountered one actual bear. As of Wednesday, the police report receiving 174 bear calls this year. That's significantly less than last year's 450 calls for all of 2020. In Haynes, I'm Corinne Smith.